Voice of the Lord, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk completely in the ways that I command you, so that it may be well to you. Jer 7:23 And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son. Listen to, believe, and obey him. Luke 9:35 Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my words. Isaiah 28:23 Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear and obey, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies promised to David. Isaiah 55:3 Speaking of Jesus, Moses said, From among you the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in everything, whatever he says to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul that does not listen to and obey that prophet will be thus destroyed from among the people. Acts 3:22-23 This applies to Gentiles as well. We must hear Christ's voice within and obey what he commands to save our souls from destruction. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape, who refused him who spoke on the earth, how much more will we be liable if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, which is in your heart? Hebrews 12:25 So I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I did not delight. Isaiah 66:4 Exodus 19:5 Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Exodus 23:20-22 Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Leviticus 26:13-42 I am the Lord your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. And if you will not yet for all this listen to me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary to me, and will not listen to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary to you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you, that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight. And you shall eat, and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this listen to me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies that dwell in it shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as it lies desolate, and you are in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelled upon it. And upon those who are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall fright them, and they shall flee, as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursues them. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursues them, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And those who are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts are humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land. Deut. 20 As the nations which the Lord destroys before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Deut. 13 For you shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and cleave to him. Deut. 18:15-19 From among you the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like me, Jesus, to you of your brothers. You shall listen to him. And it shall come to pass, that whoever will not heed listen to and obey my words that he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Deut. 27:10 You will therefore obey the voice of the Lord your God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Deut. 28:15-57 But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to and heed the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be who are in the city, and cursed shall you be who are in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings, in which you have forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave to you, until he has consumed you from off the land, where you go to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heaven that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under you will be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon you, until you are destroyed. The Lord shall cause you to be struck down before your enemies. You will go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them. And you shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth too, and your carcass shall be meat to all fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall frighten them away. The Lord will smite you with the ulcer of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scurvy, and with the itch, of which you cannot be healed. The Lord shall strike you with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart, and you will grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you will not prosper in your ways, and you will be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no man shall save you. You will betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You will build an house, and you will not dwell in it. You will plant a vineyard, and will not gather the grapes of it. Your ox shall be killed before your eyes, and you will not eat of it. Your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and it shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look, and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. The fruit of your land, and all your labors, shall be consumed by a nation that you do not know, and you will only be oppressed and crushed always, so that you will become mad because of the sights that your eyes will see. The Lord shall smite you in the knees, and in the legs, with a sore boil that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord shall bring you, and your king that you will set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there shall you serve other gods, wood and stone. And you will become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword, among all nations where the Lord shall lead you. You will carry much seed out into the field, and will gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but will neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your coasts, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olive shall shed its fruit. You will beget sons and daughters, but you will not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All your trees and fruit of your land will be consumed by the locust. The stranger who is among you will get up above you very high, and you will come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you will not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you will be the tail. Moreover, all these curses will come upon you, and will pursue you, and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you did not listen to and heed the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they will be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shall you serve your enemies which the Lord shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck, until he has destroyed you. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you will not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he will eat the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your land, until you are destroyed. Neither will he leave you either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of your cattle, or flocks of your sheep, until he has destroyed you. And he will besiege you in all your gates, until your high and fenced walls come down, in which you trusted, throughout all your land. And he will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which the Lord your God has given you. And you will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which the Lord your God has given you, in the siege, and in the harshness with which your enemies shall distress you. So that the man who is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave. So that he will not give to any of them the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege, and in the harshness with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that comes out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and harshness, with which your enemy shall distress you in your gates. Deut. 28:62, and you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Deut. 30:2, and shall return to the Lord your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Deut. 30:8, and you shall return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command you this day. Deut. 30:14, but the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. Notice, the Lord is speaking about the word in every man's heart, to which he must listen and obey. Some will say that the people only hear the voice of the Lord through the prophets, but this verse applies to all men. Deut. 30:19-20, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave to him, for he is your life, and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Joshua 24:24, and the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. 1 Sam 12:14-15, if you will fear the Lord and serve him, and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and also the king, who reigns over you, will continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord shall be against you, as it was against your fathers. 1 Sam 15:19, why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but you instead seized on the spoil, and thus did evil in the sight of the Lord? 1 Sam 15:22-26, and Samuel said, has the Lord as greater delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices than in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen and heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion, disobedience, is as bad as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as bad as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and your words, because I was afraid of the people and acquiesced to their vocal desires. Now therefore, I pray you, pardon my sin, and come back with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not come back with you because you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. Job 36:8-12. And if they are bound in fetters and are held in cords of affliction, then he shows them their work and their transgressions that they have committed. He opens also their ear to discipline and commands that they turn from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Isa 28:23. Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my words. Isa 32:9. Rise up, you women who are at ease, hear my voice, you careless daughters, give ear to my speech. Isa 42:23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Isa 48:8. Yes, you did not hear, yes, you did not know. Yes, from long ago your ear was not opened. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and were called a transgressor from the womb. Isa 50:4-5. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, so that I would know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning, he wakens my ear to hear as one who is taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. Isa 51:4. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will make my judgment a light to the people. Isa 55:3. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear and obey, and your soul shall live. Hosea 5:1. Hear this, O priests, and listen, O house of Israel, and give your ear, O house of the king. Hosea 9:17. My God will cast them away, because they did not listen to and obey him. Isa 5:24. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Jer 3:13. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, said the Lord. Jer 3:25. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covers us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Jer 6:10-13. To whom shall I speak, and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach, they have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord, I am weary with holding it back. I will pour it out upon the children in the street, and upon groups of young men together. Even the husband with the wife shall be taken, and the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned to others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, said the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Jer 6:19. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts and schemes, because they have not heeded my words nor my law, but have rejected it. Jer 7:23-24. But this I commanded them, saying, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk completely in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. But they heeded not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Jer 7:26-28. Yet they did not heed me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. But you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receives correction. Truth has perished and is cut off from their mouth. Jer 9:13-16. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked in it, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Baals which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will feed this people with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them, until I have consumed them. Jer 9:20. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. Jer 11:7-10. For I earnestly protested to your fathers from the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, rising early and protesting, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they did not obey, nor did they incline their ear to listen, but everyone walked in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, and which they did not perform them. And the Lord said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Jer 12:17. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, said the Lord. Jer 13:14-15. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, said the Lord. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear you and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Jer 16:11-12. Then shall you say to them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, said the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, every one of you walks after the imagination of his evil heart, and therefore they do not listen for me. A man who walks after the imagination of his own heart is worse than one worshipping false idols because it makes him his own God, just like Satan made himself his own God. Jer 17:23. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. Jer 18:10-12. If it does evil in my sight, and does not obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good, with which I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus said the Lord, Behold, I am preparing destruction against you, and devising a plan against you. Everyone should not turn from their evil ways and make your ways and your deeds good. And they said, There is no hope of change, for we will walk after our own desires, and we all follow the imagination of our evil hearts. Jer 22:21-22. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you did not obey my voice. The wind shall eat up all your pastors and princes, and your allies shall go into captivity. Surely then you shall be ashamed and confounded for all your wickedness. Jer 25:3-4. From the 13th year of Josiah the son of Ammon king of Judah, even to this day, which has been 23rd year, the word of the Lord has come to me and I have spoken to you, rising early to do so, but you have not listened and obeyed. And the Lord has sent to you all his servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not obeyed or inclined your ear to hear. Jer 25:7-11. Yet you have not hearkened to me, said the Lord, that you might not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own harm. Therefore thus said the Lord of hosts, Because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, said the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants of it, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and an hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones making flour, and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation, and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Jer 29:19-20. Because they have not heeded my words, said the Lord, whom I sent to them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, said the Lord. Therefore, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon, hear the word of the Lord. Jer 32:23. And they came in and possessed it, but they did not obey your voice, neither did they walk in your law, they have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore you have caused all this evil to come upon them. Jer 32:33. They have turned their back to me, and not their face. Although I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened or heeded to receive instruction. Jer 34:14. At the end of 7 years, you shall free every man that is a brother Hebrew who has been sold to you. And when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you. But your fathers did not heed me, neither did they incline their ear to listen to me. Jer 35:15-17. I have sent also to you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return you now every man from his evil ways, and amend your doings, and do not seek after other gods to serve them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I have given to you and to your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear, nor heeded me. Because the sons of Jonadab the son of Rechab have performed the commands of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not listened to me. Therefore thus said the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard. And I have called to them, but they have not answered. Jer 40:3. Now the Lord has brought it and done according as he has said, because you have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. Jer 43:4. So Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, with all the people, did not obey the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. Jer 43:7. So they went into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord. They went to Tapans, Egypt. Jer 44:5-6. But they did not heed me, nor did not incline their ear to turn from their wickedness and cease burning incense to other gods. Therefore my fury and my anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate, as at this day. Jer 44:23. Because you have burned incense, sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, his statutes, or his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened to you to this day. Ezra 3:7. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, for they will not listen to me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. But they rebelled against me and would not listen to me. They did not cast away the abominations of their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. Ezra 20:39. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord God. Go, serve every one his idols, and hereafter also, if you will not listen to me. But you shall not defile my holy name any more with your gifts and with your idols. Daniel 9:11-13-14. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil was to come upon us, for disobedience. Yet we did not make our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore has the Lord watched upon the evil, and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he does, and because we did not obey his voice. Zep 3:1-2. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted the oppressing city Jerusalem. She did not obey his voice, she did not receive correction, she did not trust in the Lord, she did not draw near to her God. Joel 1:2. Hear this, you old men, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. John 14:23-24. If a man loves me, he will obey my spoken words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who doesn't love me does not obey my spoken words. Consider carefully what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Mark 4:24-25. Take heed therefore how you hear, for whoever has will be given more, and whoever does not have, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Luke 8:18. And he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it obey. Luke 8:21. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but you did not see his likeness, you only heard a voice. Jude 4:12. The Spirit of the Lord spoke in and by me, his word was on my tongue. 2 Sam 23:2. Paul said, therefore, this I say and testify in the Lord, that from this time forward you must not walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling pangs of conscience, have given themselves over to fleshly indulgences, to work all impurities with greediness. But you have learned differently from Christ, assuming you have actually heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Strip yourselves of your former nature that controlled your conduct, which corrupts itself through lusts and desires that spring from delusion, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness. F4:17-24, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matt 4:4, that we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth is not a book, the good news of your salvation, in whom after you believed, you were also sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. F1:12-13, but he said, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God within your heart and keep practice, obey it. Luke 11:28, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Deuteronomy 32:1, but if your heart turns away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. Deuteronomy 30:17-18, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still, small voice. And when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? 1 Kings 19:12-13, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. PSA 85:8, all the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. PSA 138:8, for now therefore listen to me, O you children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Pro 8:32, and your ears will hear a word from you, following after, to say, this is the way, walk in it, whether you are to go to the right or go to the left. Isa 30:21, but they refused to listen and turned away a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears, so that they might not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like a hard stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Zech 7:11-12, while Peter was speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to believe and obey him. Matt 17:5, whoever comes to me and listens to my spoken words and does practices, obeys them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation securely built on a rock. And when the flood arose, the torrent beat violently upon that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. Luke 6:47-48, listens to my words does not mean listen to someone reading the Bible. It is listening to his live, spirit words. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes and depends on, trusts, obeys him who sent me, has eternal life and shall not come into condemnation, but has passed past tense over from death to life. John 5:24, there is a voice of the Lord like thunder over the waters described in many Old Testament passages. This is radically different than the small still voice we hear from within our hearts or from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the word of the Lord within speak with words from Jesus, so we are hearing from the Son of God. But until we can truly hear the voice of the Lord, we will not know for sure it is the Lord speaking to us. From the word of the Lord within, you will always have doubts until you hear his voice. My voice is like thunder over waters. You will hear his voice when he calls you. You will hear his voice for the first time after the baptism of fire and death, to then be called forth and resurrected with him as a new creature, and you will then know his voice. When you hear his voice like thunder over waters for the first time, you have passed over from death to life. This is the life that Adam lost in his fall in the garden, when he was cut off from the tree of life. Men then became dead to the life of God. And when you pass from death to life, you enter paradise to once again eat from the tree of life, being translated into the kingdom of heaven while on earth to live in union with Christ and the Father. All this is to be experienced, not presumed in high notions. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. John 5:25, there is no one-time resurrection of the dead for all men of all ages that Christianity teaches, for as Paul wrote, and when we were past tense, dead in our sins, he brought past tense us to life in union and fellowship with Christ. It is through grace that you are saved, and has raised past tense us up together with Christ, and made past tense us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. F2, 5-6. Paul and some of the Ephesians had already been resurrected from being dead in their sins. Because of Adam, we all are dead in our sins, dead to the life of God, Gen 2:17-3, 24, having been cut off from the tree of life. To pass from death to life, we first have to listen to the Holy Spirit and the word of the Lord within to hear and obey his many teachings and commands. Then, with long persistence and patience in doing obedient works of repentance, we experience the baptism of fire and death, to then hear the voice of the Lord like thunder over waters as we pass over from death to life and into the kingdom. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving. John 6:63, and when he has brought out his own sheep, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. John 10:4-5, and I have other sheep who are not of this flock. I must also call them to lead them out, and they will hear my voice, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. John 10:16, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27, you will hear his voice for the first time after the baptism of fire and death, to then be called forth and resurrected with him as a new creature, and you will then know his voice. Until then, we follow the small, still word of the Lord within our hearts and the words from the Holy Spirit. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. John 8:37, you will hear his voice for the first time after the baptism of fire and death, to then be called forth and resurrected with him as a new creature, and you will then know his voice. Until then, we follow the small, still word of the Lord within our hearts and the words from the Holy Spirit. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the righteous one and should hear the voice from his mouth. Acts 22:14, which things we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit instructs, combining spiritual truths with spiritual words. 1 Cor 2:13, therefore, as the Holy Spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Heb 3:7-8, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Psalm 81:11-12, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more will we be liable if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, which is in your heart? Heb 12:25, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Rev 3:20, remember therefore what you have received and heard and hold fast and repent. Rev 3:2-3, from George Fox's journal, but we resolve to hear the Son as both the Father and he command. And in hearing the Son, we hear the Father also, as the Scripture testifies. For the letter to the Hebrews says, God, who at sundry times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Mark that, God has spoken to us, his apostles, disciples, and church, by his Son. And where some have objected, that although Christ did speak both to his disciples and to the Jews in the days of his flesh, yet since his resurrection and ascension he does not speak now. The answer is, the Jews could not hear his heavenly voice then, neither can those who say they are Christians, but today are in the same nature as the Jews were then. But the disciples of Christ, who learned from him, they heard his voice then and hear it now. After Christ had risen, Christ spoke to the Apostle Paul and to the rest of the disciples, including John, when he wrote his revelation. And the Apostle said to the Hebrews, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, who neglected and resisted Moses, and who died under the hand of two or three witnesses. Whoever resisted Moses' law, who spoke on earth, died for it without mercy. That was a natural death. But they who now neglect him who speaks from heaven, they neglect their salvation. Therefore, while it is still called day, do not neglect to hear his voice. Those who do neglect to hear his voice while it is called day, harden their hearts. Heb 3:15, the apostle said that God at sundry times, and after diverse manners, spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, Mark, has spoken to us by his Son. For which reason, John said in the Revelation, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Rev 2:7. And Christ is said to speak from heaven. Heb 12:25. And he said to them, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Mark 4:9. For a complete discussion on the voice of the Lord, see "My sheep hear my voice." This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.